Last week we had a look at four of the spiritual disciplines, and today we'll do another three. If I then, your Lord and teacher, has washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I've given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. John chapter 13 verses 14 to 15. And yes, you guessed it, number 5 is serving. Mark chapter 10 verses 43 to 44 say, whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. And finally, 1 Peter 4 verse 10 says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Altrachus says that the more we obey Jesus' commands to serve others, the more joy it will bring into our lives. Sometimes we can schedule our serving, at other times it is more spontaneous. But I believe Jesus calls all of us to imitate him and serve others, whether we feel like it or not. In the same way, God calls us to regularly meditate on his word and pray, though we will often not feel like it. He then adds what he calls a bonus spiritual discipline, number 6, fasting. Matthew 6:16-18 says, and when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father, who is in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. So, there is no command in the New Testament to fast, though it seems that Jesus assumed we would, because he said, and when you fast. To Altrachus' list, some would add rest and self-care. Number 7, rest. Those of us involved in ministry are often so busy that we neglect to take time to rest, and that can have devastating consequences, including burnout. In Mark 6:30-32 we read, the apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest for a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Jesus sets the example for us by taking the disciples away from their busy schedule to rest. He himself also needed to rest from time to time. For example, in Matthew 8:25, we see him sleeping in the boat, even while a storm was raging in the sea. We are reminded too of the fact that when God created the world, he rested on the seventh day. Genesis 2 verse 3 says, so God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. In his article, Why Pastors Need Rest and How to Do It, Adam Mabry gives 4 tips which will help. Namely, put the phone away. Give yourself permission to stop thinking about the church. Plan your Sabbath, your day of rest. Say no. There are times when you need rest more importantly than some of the requests you might receive to do ministry. And number 8 is self-care. In their excellent article, The Biblical Imperatives of Pastoral Self-Care, Peter Sinkala and Rene Drum suggest ways that pastors can take care of themselves in addition to those listed above, amongst which are 1. Get enough sleep. 2. Get regular physical exercise. 3. Eat healthily. 4. Practice daily gratitude. And 5. Laugh often. Failing to look after yourself can have serious consequences for your mental, physical, and spiritual health.